Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We are going to begin by Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel says, "My tamad rabban. What's the reason of the chacham who say that one can collect a choy from property, even if it's a note that does not include a property guarantee?" Savri Achrayus tells Sefer, they hold that the fact that there is an omission of the property guarantee from the note is a tos Sefer. It's a Sefer's error, as one would certainly not lend money without a property guarantee. He says in regards to enhancement, superior quality land, and a lien require consultation. When a sefer writes a deed of sale for a field, he must ask the seller whether to write explicitly that if there is a lien on the field, and the field is then repossessed from the buyer. In which case, the seller would compensate the buyer for any enhancement of the value of the field that occurred while it was in his possession. And this compensation will be made from the superior quality land, and that he leans all of the land as security for the sale. This indicates that Shmuel holds that a property guarantee is not written in every note. So the mass lema mandamar Allah Amarha. Shall we say that the one who says this statement quoted in Shmuel does not say that the statement quoted by Shmuel? Perhaps it's a machlik this between Amarim, who transmitted the statement of Shmuel. Somewhere says, Loi Kafshin. It's not a question. Kamer Shtar, although, here, where Shmuel says that the omission of a property guarantee is an error, it was regards to a note. Well, Yob in Yishuzi Bechte, as a person does not give away his money for nothing. Kan, Bemekachu Memkar, when one lends his money, he requires a property guarantee. There, by contrast, where Shmuel said that a sefer must consult with the seller with regards to writing a property and guarantees with regards to a case of buying and selling. The Ovid Inish, the Zovan Ayaliyema, as a person is off to purchase land for a day. It's conceivable that a buyer is willing to risk that there's a prior lien on the land, thinking that even if he owns the property only for one day, he can earn profit. As evidence of this distinction, the Gemara gives an example. Yahid Abu Bar'ila Zavan Ilsima Chosili. It's like the incident in which Abu Bar'ila purchased a loft from his sister. Also, Balchayiv Tarfimini, his creditor came and repossessed the loft from him. Also, the Kamei Marshmul, they came in front of Marshmul to file a claim against his sister. Amrei, Ksav Lo Achrayis. He said, Shmuel, no. So Shmuel said to him, did she write a guarantee in the deed of the sale? Amrei, like. But in case, Zil Shmuel. So Shmuel said, if so, go in peace, as there's nothing that can be done. Amrei, he said to Shmuel, Amar Amr da Achrayis to a sefer, but you just said Achrayis to a sefer. Amrei, hani mili b'shtar avot. That's by Shtar of Lonia. Well, Shtar Mekach HaMemker, but buying and selling, Amrei, it doesn't work. Why? The Inir Zazov and Ali Yemel. As a person is off to purchase the land for the day. Amar Abaya Abaya says, Ruven Shemar Sadu Lishem Bar Chayis, Ruvenu sold the field of Shemin with a property guarantee. Obo Balchiv Ruven with Kotar Flamine and Ruven's creditor came and repossessed the field for Shemin as he had a parley on the property. Tinu, the Azul Ruven and Mustab of Dina Badi. Salacha that Ruven can go and litigate with the creditor, and the creditor cannot say to him, Well, much or lay, La Badwar de Diat, you are nothing, you have nothing to do with it. Or lay, the Mepak Mine. Because Reuben can say to the creditor, that which you take from him comes to Allah, Didi Hadar, comes back to me. Another people say, even without a Christ, also, it's a grievance for me. It's not comfortable that Shimon has a grievance against me for selling him property that was subsequently repossessed. Omar Abaya says, Reuben sold Shimon without a property guarantee. He told I was seeking. And disputes and disputing Reuben's prior ownership with the field. Actually, if support as long as Shimon did not take possession of it, Yochalaser by he can withdraw from the section and is not required by the land. She says, well, once he has taken possession of the land, Yochalaser by he cannot withdraw. The relay, as Reuben could say to him, the purchase of the land was like purchasing a tied sack whose content is unknown and might not be worth anything. So since you were aware of the Chazaka Mechidoyish HaMitzri, from when they take possessions, from when he walks to the borders of the land. Show me your document about authorization to repossess it, I will pay you. If a person sells a field to another and it's found that it's not his field, Rav says that the buyer has the right to be repaid the money that he paid for the field, and he also has the right to compensation for the enhancement of the other value. Where it's the Allah specified that a buyer would receive payment for the enhancement to the field in the event that the field is taken by the rightful owner. Time the Shmuel Mishum Blade Pidish Vich. Do we say the reason of Shmuel is because the seller did not specify that the buyer received an enhancement? But here, in this case, he did specify it. Oidil with time in the Shmuel. Do we say the reason of Shmuel? The less they carpet, since there's no carpet, and Mifsi Kiribis Lusay Libis. Amalahu in Vulav. This is appears to be interest. Rav to be day, and no, the matter was unclear to him. Itmar Amram Nachmar Shmuel Moise Yishlei. He has the right to the money. Alpha Bishop appears to Sashadov. But he does not have the right to the enhancement, even if the seller specified the deed. By the time he came to the carcass, it lay seen to his own carcass, Karmaisab and Benethel. The buyer appears to be standing and taking payment for the right to use his money. One cannot appropriately lien property for consuming produce, but the Shrafa Karkois or enhancement of the land, or the sustenance of man's wife and his daughters after the death. So the word says, indicates that we do not appropriate a lien property for these purposes. Ham nechidin, but we do appropriate for mapkino and also property. Tani miyas shrachar kois. In any event, it's taught in the Mishnah that one of these purposes is for the enhancement of the land. My lab leke megazin. We're not referring to a case where one purchases a field from a robber. We're talking about a creditor. Read the money b'vachdei b'imarish. We'll look at the reisha. Im yitzinach in aspiris. One cannot appropriate for consuming produce. We eat b'vachdei, and if for reference to the case of a creditor, Baal Chayim is to pay. Does a creditor have the right to appropriate produce from a buyer? Or Shmuel says, Baal Chayim gave us a shevach. Creditor collects the value of the enhancement. Shevach, and I will pay this late. Although, rather, Pshita Begez Benizol. Talking about, referring to a case of a robber who stole the field and sold it to the robbery victim, Dereish Begez Benizol, and from the fact that the first clause is referring to robber and the robbery victim, Sefanami is talking about Begez Benizol. Where I said, Mid Iria, how could these have these? Each one is by itself. But this was not taught this way. The Shavuot Karpois Gate said, one robbed another of a field and it's appropriated by the core firm his possession. When he collects the payment, he collects the principal from the lien property for Shavuot, given the chasm and the chedin, and he collects the enhancer from the household property. If we see that in a case top of the Bryce, the robbery collects. It must be referring to a case where one robbed another of the field and sold to another person, to a third party, and third party your party invested in the mishbichin. Did he not explain by adding information? What is the case for consuming produce? One who robbed another of a field and is appropriate from his possession, when he collects the payment, he collects the principal from lien property, and he collects the produce from non sold property. He sold to another and the third party has it. He stole a field of a produce from another, was consumed. For example, a Gentile thugs took the field from the robbery by force due to previous dealings with them. And in that case, when the robbery victim comes to collect the principal, he collects from the lien property. And when the robbery victim comes to collect payment of the produce, it collects only from unsold property. Talking about legally. We need indicates that unaltered form and it was not damaged.